The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
It's Thursday morning. We are getting geared up for the weekend. Weekends in downtown Port Huron, especially in the summertime, are pretty special. And the first Friday of every month is extra special. First Friday theme this month is the Dog Days of Summer. And joining us right now to tell us a little bit more about that, the DDA Director for Port Huron, Natasha Hayden. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning.
What a great idea. Bring your pooch downtown tomorrow, huh?
Yes. We started that last year for the first time, and that was one of the most accepted and enjoyable themes that we did for First Fridays. So we figure, why not do it again?
Absolutely. What are the parameters? Make sure that your dog is on a leash, obviously.
Yes, and honestly, that is the only thing we ask. So it's pretty easy. Make sure that they are on a leash. There are some businesses that allow pets inside, but there are businesses that are doing something special for pets outside. So keep an eye on that. They're going to have signs on the door saying, either pets welcome or just having treats on the sidewalk. And then fun activities as well, one of our businesses even decided to do a pet parade, which I'm very excited to see how it turns out.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, everybody loves their dogs, and they can all participate in First Fridays, which, as I said, is really kind of a special atmosphere on the first Friday of the month downtown, isn't it?
Yeah, we already have, Shop Rock and Stroll, so downtown is already filled with people for, live entertainment and bringing First Fridays, with an extra... with the theme and making something extra special, it just adds to the fun of it all.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like there's a band everywhere you go on Friday night between Shop Rock and Stroll, the Plaza, you've got music down in that new area too with the food trucks.
Yeah, so Shop Rock and Stroll goes to Military Pocket Park, Quay Street Park, and McMoran Plaza. And then not this week, actually. We have a couple of different weeks where the lot right on Water Street is having their own entertainment as well, which is awesome. And this Friday is even going to be super cool, too, because the businesses in that area came together. And one resident in particular, his name is Patrick, he wanted to do almost like a South block party in a way. So he rallied everybody, and he's bringing a band, Flying Tacos is going to be there, as always. But there's going to be more drinks and music. We're going to shut down the street and do a little block party, if you will.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, it's been a pretty pretty good summer downtown, hasn't it? It seems like the weather has cooperated for the most part. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of people downtown on the weekends.
I'm loving it. Weather has been very nice. I know that we got some thunderstorms today and yesterday, but it should be all very clear for Friday. So it seems like the weather is okay, it's Friday. The weekend came. Downtown should be good to go now.
Right, absolutely. Natasha, where can people find more information if they're just trying to figure out, what's going on this weekend, or where should we go, what time should we be there? What's the best place for people to look for information?
Absolutely. We have all those events on our website at downtownph.com. Or if you are on Facebook, you can find us under Downtown PH as well.
All right, sounds good. Natasha, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. Yeah. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.